Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 240, 20 in front of three right here on the Team 980 on a Tuesday. Talking Cliff Kingsbury, right? Thought it would be a good time. After a 40-plus burger on Sunday, with a backup quarterback against the Vegas Raiders. Now, again, as we discussed yesterday, the playing surface was not fair, right? I don't want to necessarily go into that. But Kingsbury putting up 41 points without a defensive turnover this year. 41 points, the not very good performance in Green Bay, and then the good but choppy performance against the Giants. But they did rack up 430-plus yards in that game and did run the ball for, 230 yards or whatever it was. So, Cliff Kingsbury, there is no denying that he can coordinate an offense. I don't think anybody would question that. How much do you love him? Well, that's beauty in the eye of the beholder. But let me give you some numbers, okay? It's only three games. It's only three games. But let me give you some numbers. So far, the Commanders are averaging 354 yards a game. The NFL average, 317.4. That's a plus 36.6 difference. Yards per play, 5.77. NFL average, 5.19. That's 0.58 yards above per play than the NFL average. Rushing yards per game, 157.3. NFL average, 110.1. The difference, 47.2 more in the favor of the Commanders. Rushing yards per play, 5.69. Now, listen, it helps. You get Jeremy McNichols with the 60-yard run, so on and so forth. But still, this is a team that traded, supposedly, their starting quarterback and their dog in the middle of training camp, right? And yet, here we are. 5.69, the NFL average, 4.23. The Commanders are averaging almost 1.5 yards per rushing play more than the NFL average. Think about that. Now, passing yards per game is a little bit down. The NFL average, 207.4. Passing yards per game for the Commanders, 196.7. Passing yards per play, though, is 1/10. 1/10 of a yard, 6.34 to 6.33 in favor of the Commanders. So it's right there with the league average. They haven't thrown an interception yet in three games. Sacks per pass attempt, 8.60%. The league average is 7.04%. So that's a little bit of a negative, right? They're way above the league average. First down per game, even with the league average at 19. Third down percentage, they are below the league average. The league average being 39.31%. Kingsbury and the Commanders, 37.84%. Fourth down percentage, which obviously was so good last year, is well below the league average. Well below the league average. Red zone percentage, though, is way higher than the league average. 75% for the Commanders. That's converting red zone opportunities into touchdowns. So 75% of the time. The league average is just 56.9% of the time. So that's really good. Goal-to-go percentage, 100% of the time. So that's anytime you get a first and goal, right? That's good. League average, 75.18% of the time. You get the point. Average possession time, 28.23. Points per game, 26.7. League average, 22.7. So a full 4 points higher than the league average. That's just this year's numbers. That's not the playoffs last year. That's not the regular season last year. Again, I don't know how anybody could not like Cliff Kingsbury as a play caller, as a coordinator, as a coach. People used the BS nonsense Cliff last year as a means to criticize him and to worry and to say, well, in Arizona, they would fall off a cliff. Well, again, as I always say, people should actually like look into the reality. Kyler Murray was largely responsible for that. Not Cliff Kingsbury. Injuries were partially responsible for that. Not Cliff Kingsbury. This is why you have to have context. Why you can't just throw out a bunch of numbers and say, listen, this tells us everything we need to know, because there's context. So I just gave you a bunch of numbers, right? And I would say, okay, most of the numbers are good. Most of the numbers are good. But I would also say, overall, the reason why I went with an A minus as opposed to an A or an A plus, and this is a big picture thing, 23 games, is because I do think there are games and there are times where Cliff Kingsbury, for whatever reason, isn't in his bag, where Cliff Kingsbury, for whatever reason, is a little stubborn, or maybe he gets away from something too quick, or maybe he hasn't figured out some of these great zone defenses, rush 4, drop 7, Green Bay a week and a half ago, Philadelphia, but yet, he figured out Philadelphia on a Sunday afternoon in late December. They turned the ball over 6 times in that game and still put up 36 points. In the NFC Championship game, sure, they turned the ball over 4 times. But it wasn't because they couldn't move the football. It wasn't because they had no clue offensively. So I think he's figured out Philadelphia for the most part. There was one game where he didn't know, or they didn't do a good job against Philadelphia. Now, Green Bay a week and a half ago, okay. Obviously not a good job there. Every coordinator, every coach, every player is going to have a bad game. But because I'm trying to be fair, I said, all right, A minus. Maybe I could be convinced in A. What about you? All right, let's go back to Mark in Largo and get him back aboard here because his phone crapped out. And then I forgot he called back in. Mark?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How are
hey,
you?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, great. I think, look, wherever Cliff goes, I think he will be fine. I really do think he's really changed himself over here. I think he will be fine. I would give him an A+. I think, Chris, you're crazy.
To give him an A-? You think I'm crazy?
No, I just think that you're a little bit too extreme. Look, he You're right. He does know how to match up with Philadelphia. I think the Green Bay game, just like the Eagle game last year, just like you said last year, because it's a short week and because Washington – now, I thought it would be different when they went to Green Bay a couple of weeks ago because they had an easy win against New York, it wouldn't be so much of a changeover. It was different because it was different. But the Philly game, I can understand Philly being the way it was because they had a physical game with the Steelers that Sunday, and then they just had to go through it. I don't even know when it's a short week like that, do they even practice or they just do walkthroughs? Because from what I understand, if they're just going to do walkthroughs,
just basically
really
walkthroughs. Just basically walkthroughs.
For their opponent. Right. So that's what I think. I think when he hasn't had time to scheme for the opponent, it's a problem. This is why I think they're going to do well against the Chargers. Because they're going to have enough rest against the Chargers than they would against anybody else. On the contrast on that, it does concern me when they play Seattle and when they play – well, the Cowboys they're familiar with, but when they play Seattle.
Like Denver even later in the year?
Denver – well, they got a week off. They got a bye for Denver. You talking about Denver?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, they're coming off the bye. Right, right, right.
Right. They're coming off the bye. I think they'll be fine for Denver. The whole month of November, they're pretty much on the road. They're pretty much at home except for Madrid. They play in Madrid. Then they got a week off for that game. Look, I think Washington's in a good spot right now to make a run if he uses this same game plan, no matter who they have playing. I do have questions about Noah Brown. And the reason why I say that is because they need to make some. They need to do something about that. Oh, by the way, T.J. Gardner-Johnson was just released by the Texans. I don't know why you haven't brought that up.
I didn't see it, to be honest with you. I mean, there's a lot going on today. So,
Google. He just got released about 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
If you were watching, would you go after him?
Well, I mean, listen, they signed Darnell Savage yesterday. So right now, the immediate need is not there because they clearly like Darnell Savage, but can I say that they don't
He's
like C.J. Gardner? Yeah, I know. Can I?
CJ's 27.
Here's the problem. C.J. Gardner is a head case. Where was he before going to
a
Philadelphia?
World championship team.
I know, but he was somewhere else. Detroit. He signed with as a free. So he went. From one team.
Oh, so he wasn't drafted by the Eagles?
No. He went from one team, got traded to Philadelphia, then signed with Detroit as a free agent. That didn't work out, went back to Philadelphia, and then Philadelphia won a championship last year. Remember, he got ejected that game in Landover, and that kind of helped change some things around. And then Philadelphia traded him to Houston this offseason, and now he's gone from Houston. I mean, he's been with a lot of teams in the last couple of years.
But you know what?
Oh, it was the Saints. He was with the Saints.
I tell you what, he would want to stick it to the Eagles and definitely the Lions if he's playing.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
Good point. Thank you, Mark. I got to run because we're way late. Appreciate you. That's a good point. He was with the Saints originally in his career. He's always been a feisty pain in the ass. But he's probably a guy that you love if he's on your team. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, now apparently a free agent. I didn't see that. All right, time for a quick timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the 2 o'clock hour. Lots more to come on a Tuesday afternoon on the Team 980, streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.